It was a shocking announcement this morning from Governor Sarah Palin. Standing at her home with her family and many of her cabinet members, the governor said she will step down. The governor said she has no interest in being a lame duck candidate.
As I thought about this announcement that I wouldn't run for re-election and what that means for Alaska, I thought about, well, how much fun some governors have as lame ducks. They maybe travel around their state, travel to other states, maybe take their overseas international trade missions. So many politicians do that. And then I thought, that's what's wrong. Many just accept that lame duck status and they hit the road, they draw a paycheck, they kind of milk it. And I'm not going to put Alaskans through that. I promised efficiencies and effectiveness. That's not how I'm wired. I'm not wired to operate under the same old politics as usual. I promised that 4 years ago, and I meant it. That's not what is best for Alaska at this time.
Even Palin's staff was taken by surprise. Palin's director of communication, David Murrow, says he found out a couple of days before the announcement.
I was surprised. I was shocked when the governor told me. I had to sit down. It was a real surprise to me. But I think the state's in good hands with Lieutenant Governor Parnell. He's fully ready to assume the governor's role, and which he will be doing July 26th in Fairbanks.
Lieutenant Governor Parnell was at the governor's home for the announcement. He says it was Wednesday night when she told him of her decision. Parnell says his heart is heavy about her announcement.
But because of the circumstances that have led to this, and for the personal sacrifice that the governor and her family have made, you know, it's a transition point for Alaska, and I think this governor has been very good to and for Alaskans, and I'm sorry to see her go.
Palin did not take questions from reporters following her announcement, and Sean Parnell says her written statement lays it all out.
Her reasons for doing this are very clear in her statement, and I think if you were here, you would see a governor at peace with her decision, and she is, she's given very clear reasons why in that statement.
But concrete reasons in Palin's statement are glaring in their absence. The text, now posted on the state's website, is a long missive about the importance of not doing politics as usual and that she looks forward to helping others in the state and country. There is not a clear indication within the statement as to whether that means she will run for president in 2012. Palin is the subject of a lengthy and damaging article that just came out in Vanity Fair magazine. APRN's Dave Donaldson says a sitting governor resigning is not without precedent in Alaska, but it's highly unusual.
I think that the closest thing to it would have probably been when Wally Hickel, his first term, resigned and to become Richard Nixon's Secretary of the Interior. We have had other surprising events. For example, in Wally Hickel's second term, he did not run, and he had a big announcement that he would not run for re-election. That threw the political system and the political world into a bit of a tizzy at the moment. But one like this one with the national implications involved in it, no, there's never been anything like this.
It appears that there was little notice. Lieutenant Governor Parnell says he was told Wednesday evening when she spoke to him in her office. Have you talked to anyone who had any sort of prior inkling that something like this may be coming?
Nobody that knew or even could have guessed it. They could have guessed it. There were a few people who did see that she was making an announcement, that it was coming from her home, that it was coming from her being made through her official government press office, and also we're looking at the fact that she's canceling some events for next week, and we're saying she's not going to be governor, she's going to resign, and it was more speculation than anything, but it turns out that they were correct, and the fact is that it was just a matter of to have had any knowledge of it. No, nobody had any inside knowledge on it.
Her statement on the state's website, it's quite lengthy. She says she's taking her fight for what's right in a new direction. Do you think that means that she's making a move toward a presidential run, or is this a step away from it?
Take it both ways. I think that it could go either way. It's interesting to note that the group that's been giving her the biggest publicity support has been Sarah Pack, which is still, as far as we know, still active, and also this Conservatives for Palin website. Conservatives for Palin put up a notice this afternoon, said that it's irrelevant whether she runs for governor, president, or any other office, and if she were to retire, we would still support her. The fact is, it leaves her open for anything that she chooses, and I think that she's leaving herself open to continue, and it may be a part of a conservative draft Palin movement within the Republican Party, or she can legitimately say, I did not go out to get the presidential nomination. I chose not. I mean, she can make it however she wants it to sound.
And what about Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell? He will be stepping up on July 26th now to take over as governor. What kind of a man is the lieutenant governor, and what kind of a governor will he be, do you think?
Sean Parnell will be a lot more methodical, a lot more gubernatorial than Sarah Palin. It was very obvious to those of us who covered her from her very beginning, from her inauguration on, is that she enjoyed being governor, but she did not enjoy governing. Sean Parnell is pretty much the opposite of that, and I think that the recent complaints that Sarah Palin is not paying attention to Alaska, those will be drowned out for Parnell. The fact is that he takes advice, he talks to staff, he is very much involved, and you pretty much can expect there's not going to be any surprises from him. Whereas with Sarah Palin, her staff frequently would have to go in and they did not know what she had done, said, or something. So I think that Parnell will be a very known quantity.
That was APRN State Capitol correspondent Dave Donaldson in Juneau. The Alaska congressional delegation was scattered around the country on the start of the holiday weekend. Senator Mark Begich's press secretary, Julie Haskett, says they had no prior knowledge of her decision, learning of it when the news broke this morning.
The senator actually met with Governor Palin in her Anchorage office for 45 minutes on Wednesday, where they talked about a variety of Alaska issues, the gas line, missile defense, climate change legislation, and she gave no indication of a resignation. So he, like the rest of us, was quite surprised today.
Haskett says Senator Begich looks forward to working with Sean Parnell and believes there will be no disruption in state business.
And if everybody just stays on track and doesn't get derailed by this announcement and just continues to work on the many important issues facing Alaska, I think we'll just plow on ahead. Senator Begich is very focused on all of the Alaska issues. He has no plans on changing course. Just continue to work every day for our state and all the important things going on here.
APRN's Washington correspondent Libby Casey joins us now. Libby, what's the reaction among the rest of the delegation?
Definitely surprise, Lori. They did not have a heads up. The office of Congressman Young says he's out with his family taking advantage of the vacation weekend, and so he's not made a comment on it. But he does know, because earlier today there was a question of whether Congressman Young had even found out since he's out and about. Senator Lisa Murkowski is, according to her staff, at a remote cabin in Alaska with her family and can only be reached by satellite phone. Her staff does plan to talk with her this evening, but they're waiting to put out a reaction statement until they do touch base with the senator. Her chief of staff, however, says Senator Murkowski did not get a heads up on Governor Palin's decision, nor did Congressman Young. Their offices found out, just like the rest of Alaska, through the news.
Libby, how unusual do you think it is that Governor Palin didn't give the Alaska congressional delegation prior notice before the public announcement?
I think we can say it is surprising, especially considering that two members of the delegation are members of the Republican Party, as is she. It may be less surprising if she made the decision not to run again, but resigning is a very big step. It's very dramatic. And Governor Palin has a Washington, D.C. office here in the near the Capitol, and her D.C. staff works very closely with the staff of the delegation. They're in regular contact, dealing with all kinds of issues, all kinds of everything from constituent issues to big legislative issues. So there is a lot of open communication there. It is indeed surprising. This is a major announcement that will affect both the Republican Party as well as politics as a whole in the state.
Well, it's the day before a holiday. Have you been able to get any reaction from other congressional members in D.C.?
Washington is quiet. People are out in their home states, their home districts, especially as we get ready to go into the 4th of July here. The news is just everywhere, and there's chatter all over the place. The cable news networks, the national, international news is really all over this. I mean, we have to remember, it's not just people in Alaska who care about what the governor does. The New York Times has this as their top story, the Washington Post. So there's a lot of chatter, but not necessarily from other Republicans or other political figures, because a lot of them are lying low. And I think a lot are also waiting to see where this is going. Why has Governor Palin really made this decision? Will we find that out in the next couple of days? I'm on Twitter, and I get Twitter feeds from a variety of politicians, from Senator Claire McCaskill to Senator John McCain. And none of them have said anything about it yet. Senator McCain's talking about 4th of July plans. He's not commenting on Twitter about Governor Palin. Next week, things will ramp up in Washington. We have a very busy month ahead of legislative work. And so I think there will be a lot of talk next week as people return here and speculate on exactly what is Governor Palin's plan, what does she intend to do next, and will she be a player on the national stage?
That was APRN's Washington correspondent Libby Casey. Alaskans who have either announced or are mulling a run for governor in 2010 reacted with surprise today. Anchorage businessman and former state administrator Bob Poe is vying for the Democratic nomination for governor and has been a candidate since January. He says he decided to run because he felt the governor was no longer focused on Alaska after her run for vice president.
At that time, I basically said that Governor Palin had been out of state and out of touch. And from my point of view, what Governor Palin has done today is sort of do the right thing and say, well, I am focused on other things and I need to get out of the way here.
Democratic Senator Hollis French says Palin's announcement is upsetting. He says it's un-Alaskan to quit in the middle of a term. French has filed a letter of intent for a possible run in 2010, but hasn't yet decided.
Well, you know, I'm filed my letter of intent because I was moving in that direction, and I still haven't come to a final decision. I'll make that announcement, but clearly, you know, there's going to be a competitive race, and I'm interested, and so I'm obviously very much pointing in that direction.
Republican Representative and former House Speaker John Harris says this clarifies his position as a candidate.
My intentions were not to run directly against the governor, but to run for lieutenant governor if the governor ran. And since the governor's not running, I'm going to run for governor.
Palin's statement says Lieutenant General Craig Campbell, Commissioner of Military and Veterans Affairs, will take the lieutenant governor position when Sean Parnell becomes governor at the end of the month.